Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, with an awesome, most awesome topic tonight on reincarnation and past lives. We're getting a lot of callers right now. Some of them are, I know their numbers, so I know who they are. But I've got the lovely Maya Moon here. My voice is a little scratchy, but that's okay. We'll still talk. And I have Stars Priestess Candy Ranson sitting in the chat room. You can go there and ask one question of her, or if my other readers happen to come in, you can ask one question and you'll get an answer, you know, for free. It's just, something that we do. Other than that, we do not do them on the air. If you want to call in, the number is 347-839-9736. This topic, reincarnation and past lives, Stars Maya Moon already knows probably what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what she's going to talk about, though, because I don't know if she has an idea of her past life or if she feels reincarnated. But anyways, we're going to welcome her. How are you, Maya Moon?
I'm doing wonderful, and you sound great. And it's always good to be here. And I want to welcome all of our listeners. I know you mentioned we have some from last week. And for those of you that joined us last week, you got the privilege and the honor, you got entertained by Miss Natalie and myself. Hopefully we were able to share some insight and guidance. But we had several callers. And so if you're out there, Hello. If you're out there, we would love for you to call in. If you listen to us, you know that it's a very easy venue, and no one knows who you are. So you're welcome to use your first name, initial. I mean, we're not worried. We're not personal detectives or anything like that, private eyes. We just enjoy anything that, although we don't do readings, we can't answer personal questions, we enjoy very much when our listeners, or some of them are clients of Stars, some of them hopefully will be clients of Stars, and we really enjoy when you put in, or, you know, if you have a general question, and as I'm Miss Natalie loves when I say I can beam with my guides, which sometimes I do it, it's a deliberate or it's a conscious effort, and sometimes it's just something, but what they're sharing already is that this is probably going to be a two-part, because there's a lot of ground to cover, and I know I have clients quite often and always have ask about reincarnation and past lives. So I'm thinking, what do you feel, Natalie?
Probably, because, you know, the callers might have more questions next week. And I think this is a pretty big topic when you think about it. And, I'll end up listening to you, and all of a sudden I've got all these thoughts. Well, you know how I do. I don't plan anything when I talk. I just talk. But anyways, you're doing great. I'm doing really, really great. I don't know if I should share with everybody about my day today, because this is all about faith. Do you think I am going to do it anyways? I won't give you all the details, but I had a very bad, and I'm not going to blame it on the eclipse. Although the eclipse was sitting in my seventh house of relationship partnership.
Retro? You're not going to blame it on retro either.
No. So, anyways, I just had a horrible morning, afternoon. We didn't get to see the eclipse here. That wasn't why I was upset, because it was too cloudy. But in Charleston, South Carolina, they saw it, and I got some pictures anyhow off the television so that I could post on our Instagram, which we are Star Psychics on Instagram. Anyways, I mean, I was, like, mad. So I had a little chat with God, and I asked Jesus to listen in, because I was losing my faith, and I'm the most faithful person, one of the most faithful on earth, really, really, I really am. I believe that God can do anything if you ask and you wait. Well, so I didn't read him the riot act, but because Maya knows what I do. And I had a little chat, and I just told him, I said, you know, I have lost faith today, because part of what's going on in my life, you had a hand in it. I didn't do it myself. I didn't ask for it. So I'm going to leave it up to you. And I said a lot of things. I'm going to leave this up to you. So then I went and sat down, Maya, which I told you a little bit about, on the couch with my cat. I kind of went into a level, if people know what that means. It's, you're not really asleep. You hear about what's going on around you, but you're in what's called a level. And I was real calm. I was probably in a part of a meditation kind of thing, but I didn't even realize it. I woke up, or came out of it, and then I went back to the computer because, you know, we're really, really busy on the site. Things are really happening. We're going to be introducing our cell phone app this week. So if you have a cell phone, you'll be able to chat on your cell phone. That's going to be new. Tony and I will test it, I believe, tomorrow afternoon. But anyways, so there was a lot happening today. So, I'm sitting here at the computer, and I'm looking at all these hits and my stats. I run these stats all the time, so I know who's on the site, where they're coming from. And you can also talk to me anytime. So if you see chat with us at the bottom, it's a yellow bar, that's me. You can contact me anytime. But most people don't know that it's me, but it is. So I'm seeing all of this, you know, and I'm feeling really good. And I'm thinking, I didn't even think about it. You know, I just sat down, went about my time here and busy. I mean, I have three monitors, so I have three things going, all these chats going, the radio show, all of this going, which I love to do all that at one time. And I said to Maya, she said, you sound really great. I mean, my voice doesn't sound great, but you sound really great. I said, yeah, I do. Well, I have to thank God for that. It wasn't anything I did. It really wasn't. That's why, you know, I end the show with believing things that you cannot see. You cannot see God. You just have to know he's there. So with that, Maya Moon, let's get on with our reincarnation and past lives. And while, if you could just say a little something, I've got some callers. I do want to get to them and tell them that, well, I want to see if they want to participate. Candy's in our Star Pieces. Candy is in the room. Somebody else posted a topic. Okay. All right, go ahead. If you'll do that, then I'll take care of all this business that's going on here. And this is exciting. You can tell I love this, can't you?
Yes, always.
Okay,
always.
Go ahead. You take over, and then I'll be right back as soon as I can.
Okay, well, to steal a quote from a well-known movie that I absolutely love, explain this to me like I'm a six-year-old. That's a phrase from a movie. So if we start in explaining reincarnation and past life, if we start at the very bottom, as though I know many of you are very spiritual and have a good basic understanding, so bear with me, because there are people that really, they've heard of it, they kind of believe in it, but they don't know. And always keep in mind that, I say this repetitively because I believe it's important, that spirituality, there is no right or wrong belief system. It's what resonates with you, and it's okay. I may share something that my guides have passed on to me or that I've learned through whatever channel, and it may not resonate. You may have read something or spoken with a different expert or your life experience may have taught you an alternate belief. And that's okay. We all have different beliefs. But the idea is that our spirit or our soul, it's an interchangeable term, really, lives on. And the physical body is a shell or a home, a temporary one, to house our spiritual being, our soul. I just call it our spiritual core, our spiritual energy, so that when we die, our shell, of course, we don't breathe, our heart doesn't beat, our lungs don't work. But I believe that our spirit is alive. It is a being. It is a energy. And if you go back to, if you want to go to science tells us, teaches us, that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be shifted in its form. And that's very true. So energy exists in any place, every place, all the time, anytime. It simply gets shifted. So when we start talking about reincarnation, we talk about the reincarnate of that spirit. So let's say, let's just use a pretend example, Susie. Susie is 30 years old, and let's say she is dying of cancer, and she has lived before, and she will come back to Earth again. It is my belief, again, this is based on, I have been involved in spiritual work in one form or another, really almost 40 years. That does give away my age a little bit, but that's okay. I'm not ashamed of my age at all. In fact, I enjoy it, and I'm still a student. I have not come close to learning everything. So there's certain, that's why I said two shows, because there's so much. Now, some people, which I know we'll talk a little bit about, there's some people that feel that they have inklings or feelings. Like a real short example I'll give you is oftentimes many of us experience what we call deja vu, a feeling that we've been here, we've been in this moment. The trigger for that could be a person, it could be something we're doing, but it's not, the feeling isn't, well, I cook dinner every night and, oh, I got deja vu. I mean, that's a habit. It's a spiritual deja vu. It's something that we can't quite put our finger on, but there's just the familiarity about it. Another quick example is, and it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic or sexual, and of course, gender or sexual preference has absolutely nothing to do with this, but have pretty much all of us that are over the age of maybe, you know, our 20s, we have met someone, be it a boss, a friend, it could be someone romantic, and there's a feeling just upon meeting that person, upon that first meeting, those first few words, and usually it's almost always felt by both, and usually one or the other will say something, not always, but usually. And you just feel comfortable when you keep thinking, gosh, I feel like I know you. You feel so familiar to me. And, you know, I have that oftentimes with clients. And so you get into, there's a lot going on, and Natalie mentioned levels, which they're referred to as different things. Some people call them beta, theta, and it goes on from there. But you can use different. There's different ways of getting in touch, getting a past life reading, or you can be hypnotized, or you can be put in a meditative state. Some people remember their past life. So let's check, because I believe Natalie's back.
Yes, I'm back. I am back, juggling all this. Lots going on. I mean, what? The solar eclipse did hit everybody in some form. It was, I think it was 28 degrees, if I'm not mistaken. I posted it all in the blog. Be sure to read the blog. It's got a lot of good information in it, but it hit everybody's house, and for some reason, this was supposed to be really good for stars, and of course, Blog Talk Radio is part of stars. I mean, it's like somebody opened up this big doorway, and they're just falling in, which is wonderful, because, you know, Maya and I, we really love to have people join us, and the chat room is busy, so welcome everybody in the chat room. But anyways, I'm back to what we were talking about. What were we talking about? You slipped me onto a different subject.
Well, I was talking about you can meet someone, past life reincarnation, that our spirit, our spiritual energy core is never ending, it's infinite, and our physical body is just a shell to house us for this particular life. And that different people at various stages in their current life, and depending on how many past lives they have lived, some have memories or like a feeling of deja vu that's often associated. I feel that that's always a connection to a past life in some way. It could be triggered by, I had said, an event or a person, and It's not a habit, so that's where I had left things when I stopped, is that I just gave those examples. Like, I know you've met people before. You said that you and I had said that we felt.
Oh yes.
And
you and I.
Familiarity.
Yes, I have one gal in the room. Her name is Jules, and she has a question. This is probably going to be for you to answer. She wants to know. Here we go. She wanted to ask about soul groups reincarnating together, and she said, I was recently told my mother was part of my soul group, which I found surprising. Do you have any, what do you take on that? Anything?
Yes. This is my, what I've learned, and we can all see it a little bit differently. Now, the term that I was taught and I use is I call those familiars, but soul group works for me, and that's very true. In addition, let's not mistake that with soulmate. A soulmate, there's a romantic aspect, even if that soulmate is not destined to be our life partner. We have familiars, and most of us have at least five that return in each lifetime, and they have a relationship. So I'm not sure why she found that surprising, maybe just because she thought with her mother, and the relationship is generally not the same in each lifetime. So her mother is, I would say probably it feels like, her name is Jessica?
No, Jules.
Jules, oh, where in the heck
Jules.
Did I get that name from?
I don't know.
Either. Well,
you just pulled it out of the air. I've got another question here, too, coming in from the chat, but which is good. And that's what we thought would happen. That questions are really good also.
Let me just tell Jules. Jules, yes, your mother probably.
Oh, she just said, wait a minute. Excuse me, Maya. She just said, you can call me Jessica if you want. I'm sure they're all laughing in the room.
Yeah, that's hilarious. My guides, for some reason, I don't know, they must be channeling a Jessica, or maybe there's a Jessica helping me. It's not someone I know that's crossed over, and the name is new to me. But anyways, whoever, thank you, Jessica, for helping me from above, or whoever. But Jules, yes, yes, your mother is part of your soul group, and yes, we do. According to my belief system and what I've experienced, we do have soul groups or familiars, whatever you want to term those. And we usually, not always, but generally, about at least 5 and anywhere up to 10. Again, it depends on how evolved we are. And when I say evolved in this context, I mean how many lives. So it could be that in the prior life, you were the mother and she was the daughter, or you could have been sisters, or you could have been colleagues, or you could be anything. Generally, our soul group, I'll use that term because I do think it's applicable, the relationship that we have with our soul group or familiars is one that has some level of intimacy. And by intimacy, again, I don't mean sexuality. I mean intimacy. I'm sure many of us have had a boss that we felt very close to, or we had, perhaps we were the boss and we had an employee that we just felt close to, even a teacher, student. Oftentimes that could be a person from our soul group or a familiar, a teacher that made a difference in our life. And we may not realize it, but we made a difference in their life. And, you know, you hear these younger kids saying, oh, you know, so-and-so is the teacher's pet. And sometimes teachers play favorites. But I'm talking about a connection, and it's spiritual. And I use the word intimate because it's above and beyond what we feel for in that same situation. So if it's a teacher, it's a little bit extra, if you will, than what we feel. We love all of our students. I would hope, being a teacher, I would assume we love our students, we love our job. But there's one in particular that stands out that we're drawn to, and that person seeks us out. So, yes, that's not surprising to me at all that your mother would be part of your soul group, and you might be surprised. And I would also add just quickly, and that's why we're going to have to do this show.
Right. She wrote some other things, but I'm just letting you finish first. Yeah, this is good.
Okay.
And there's another gal who wrote it. Something else. I mean, I love this.
I may end up answering. So go ahead. Go ahead, Natalie. Go ahead.
She said, my daughter remembered a past life with me when she was a very young child. She had dreams about it and would tell me. And interestingly, my mom remembered a past life with my grandmother. Kind of mind-boggling, she says. My mom remembered when the roles were reversed, and she was the mom and my grandmother was the child. Isn't that wonderful?
That's
wow.
Amazing. That's I know people that have that experience. In fact, there used to be a show that was based on children. And remember, I believe Jewel is talking about when they were adults, but children have not yet learned that what in sociology is termed a social norm, or it's also called mores, is how it's pronounced. And that is the social, if you will, the etiquette, things that we don't talk about because we'll be judged. So they have no guile. So children are naturally, at least most of them that haven't been, you know, harmed by their parents emotionally or hopefully not physically. So their minds are open. They haven't yet reached that point of, oh, we don't talk about this because it's not proper, or people will think we're weird or strange or odd or what have you. So it's not uncommon, and so it's easier for children. And dreaming is, a lot of people are unaware that they are dreaming of past lives. And there's ways to eliminate if it's a past life dream. Most people don't remember all their past lives. They may feel strongly tied to something, but I think that's amazing. And the show, it didn't stay on very long, but it was about these young children. And what they did is the children had so much detail. I'm talking about kids 4 to 7 years of age. So we're talking about young children that didn't have the knowledge to make up an elaborate scheme or plan. And they had so much detail about their past life that their parents, mm-hmm. along with, there was a well-known psychic, and I'm not going to debate whether or not his name is Chip Coffer, and I won't debate his authenticity because I do not know him personally. But he worked on the show, and then they also had a retired police detective who's on another show who did all the verification and validation. He was a private investigator, retired from police work, and they had details. One I remember in particular, he was fascinated with planes, and from as early as his parents could remember, and so they started questioning and asking around, he kept saying, I remember when I died, I went down on a plane. Well, there were certain numbers that were given that only a person that was a pilot during, and I'm not really good that great with history. I'm great with other things, but not history isn't one of them. But it was probably the Korean War, maybe, is what I'm thinking. I'm not sure. The Japanese War, World War II, I'm not sure. But anyways, he knew so much that this private investigator investigated. He knew the name, what his name was. He knew personal information. But the secure information that was high security clearance, this detective came back, and this was a very, he was open, but he was definitely not, oh, I'm going to believe anything and everything type. He was skeptic but open. And he was just, I mean, you as you watch the show, I mean, yeah, reality TV, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, they want us to, you know, be in awe of it. But this that particular show stands out just because for anyone who happened to catch it, it wasn't on very long. It was only on maybe one season. And just because the kid, this child, the detailed knowledge that he had, he remembered his life. He didn't remember things that most of us, like he didn't remember being born, but he remembered so many details about his death, about the duties that he had, about what was going on around him at the time that his plane went down. He got hit and his plane went down. And there were serial numbers and there were a lot of other codes that they said would be just really impossible for a child of his age. Even if he were a genius, he would not have access because it's not information that is, you know, that the public has access to. So I don't want to go on and on about the same thing, but
right.
Yeah,
this other lady,
I mean,
had a question. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I think it's Hadassah. She'll probably write in here, say, "Oh, you didn't hurt that name too bad." Anyways, and I'm assuming it's a lady. I mean, it could be a man, of course.
You
but
spell it. How do you spell it?
Hadassah.
Hadassah.
Hadassah. She's probably going to correct me. Anyway, she says here, my toy dog has the energy of my mom, a little dog. It's so strange, but she always watches over me like my mother did. I am wondering if she was sent to me to assist me with grief and recovery, or is it just my imagination? Well, I think you can answer that. What do you think about that?
Well, I believe two things, that we have animal guides and totems. And we've talked about, that's been a topic on our show, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again. And I believe that we have animal familiars, so, or part of our soul group, as Jewel had said. So I believe that the animal very well could be, have sent to watch over. Now, one thing that comes up a lot, and we'll get into more, is can humans reincarnate as animals and vice versa, and we'll discuss that. But as far as this question, I would say that I believe that, yes, indeed, this animal was probably both. Probably, even if you don't remember a past life or having an animal, it is familiar. Our guides, so in other words, our animal totems, our guides, don't usually appear in our life. They don't take a physical form, or if they do, it's more as a shapeshifter. So in other words, we may see something here and there, but they're not a constant in our life. They're different. Just like my guides aren't real people that live in my house with me. I don't have a special room where my guides.
Yeah, they
have
to sit at the table and have dinner with you.
Right, right. The,
you convene with them very well, though.
I convene with them.
I love that word. Oh, I love that word.
Indian one, he doesn't have a mat on the floor, and the American Indian one doesn't have a tent or tea, whatever it's called, teepee, or a lodge or anything like that. So it's not like that. So I believe that this animal, this sounds to me and feels to me like this animal is a crossover, that he or she was a familiar, so that animal was with you in a prior life, and is animals are connected to the divine, which we use that word to cover creator, God, whatever your beliefs are, so that we're not making this religious, even though we're keeping it spiritual. So whatever your belief is, divine is that which is all, and that which is the greater of all. And so it is divine. And so I'm assuming her mother has passed from what she said. And so her mother is probably communicating. Animals communicate very well with those that have crossed, much easier than we do, because they communicate telepathically anyway. So,
right. Well, look at my cat, Mushy, what he does. I mean, he's called the Maine Coon. He's really big, very bossy. By bossy, I mean, if I'm on the phone and he doesn't feel I should be on the phone, he will come and kind of grab me by the leg and then run. It's kind of like, oh, no, no, you don't talk while I'm in the room with you. And he's, it's almost like he's opinionated, because he's really in tune to me. If I'm not doing where I'm supposed to be, like a high level, he'll come and sit with me. He just makes me feel, Jewel said, me time, Mom. That's exactly right. But you know what I was thinking too, Maya, when you were talking, and I was trying to think about what Mushy does, because we were talking about the little dog. You know how I love giraffes, okay? But I have this thing about lions. Of course, I have a story started. It's kind of a fairy tale kind of thing, because it's things that happen that, oh my goodness, I mean, you'll say, really, this happened? So I can't say it's true. But isn't one of my totems a white lion?
Well, right. I had said, I said it was a white cat. I didn't specify species.
Okay, it was a white, yeah, it was white. And I'm thinking maybe that's why all of a sudden I'm drawn to these cats. And bears, like the Kodiaks are the largest bear. They stand, oh, I don't know, 15 feet high. Their heads are like 37 inches. If for some reason, and I don't, like when I'm on Instagram, I'm drawn to all, I'm following, everybody's following me now because, you know, I'm under Star Psychics, but now they know it's really Natalie that's doing all this. And sometimes Candy will post something also, but basically it's me. And so when I sign the thank you for following or whatever, now they know what's getting around. Oh, she's not just Star Psychics, because, you know, it has a connotation sometimes of, oh, yeah, whatever, you know. But now I'm a real person to them. But I'm getting all the safaris to follow me. One guy said, I'll take you on the best safari. I said, yeah, I need about $20,000 to get there, right? Because that's really where I want to go. I want to go to Kenya very, very badly. I've heard so much about from a man that came here that told me he lived on a missionary for 2 years there. And he said, don't go unless you talk to me because I will make sure you have a great time. So see all this? Mm-hmm. So maybe one day I'll get to go. I don't know. But I have this thing. And, you know, Muji, my cat, reminds me of a big male lion. He is the boss.
Right.
It's like you come in my house. Now, don't take your shoes off. You're not staying. You're just visiting. Remember that. And he'll look at you. Sometimes he hisses, and then he'll run. He's just a little reminder, you know, that I'm allowing you to come in the house and visit my mom. He is, but he's so loving to me. Isn't it? So, you know, but that's what a male lion does. He is king of the pride, and he is the boss. He eats first, even if you kill the animal or whatever. You step aside. I've seen it. You step aside, he goes first. I mean, Muji is so much like this, and I'll look at him, I'll say, well, no wonder your ancestors were lions. I can see it in you. And he comes and he talks to me, and he's just, Jules said he claimed you as part of his pride. Oh, yes, I'm the female that he loves to order around, and, you know, I'm letting you be here, and I'm letting you be my lady that I love, and oh, yes. And it's unreal, isn't it? It's really unreal. Now, Hadassah, he said, I love her. My son just brought another dog home, and she's settling in too, but my toy dog is special. That's something? Yes, and the women bring in the food. Boy, you got that right. Jules is talking away here. She should really come on air. She would really have a good time talking. But, it's amazing how you're drawn to things. And all of a sudden, it's only been probably the past month that I've had this idea to follow all of these, and they're big animals. They're not little toy animals or like, I love the deer. It's just nature, and it's just, that's my calling. I know that's part of it, but yeah, I had to put that in there about Muji. Muji is something. He is really something. He is a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, he is.
He really is.
He is not your average
cat. No, he's big. And you always know if it's a Maine Coon, they have M on their forehead for monster. I had a old friend told me that. I said, oh, no way. She said, it's true. The cats that have M on their forehead, that's for monster. Huh?
They have what on their forehead for monster?
The letter M, like in Mary. On their forehead.
Oh.
You'll see it if you look at the front of a cat and the head. Top. Oh, yes, he's got it. And I had another cat that was like that, too. And then I had one that was not a Maine Coon. But he was like a little mush, you know. He was like real easy going. But the other cat I had, bossy, just like Muji. His name was Reggie. Same thing. But you love them because really they make, and we're talking about cats. We shouldn't be talking about cats, but they really make great pets. Anyways, but I feel Muji found me, and perhaps we were something in another life together. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe he was a big cat. Maybe I was surrounded by all the animals. I don't know, because I really love animals like that. I mean, people think I'm crazy. What do you want to go there for with all the bugs? Oh, no, I want to go there. I'm even going to take, you know, who Jane Goodall is. She's the ape lady. I'm going to take one of her classes in September. I've been chatting with her on Instagram. And I love them, too. The silverbacks, they're huge. You see what I'm drawn to? Huge. Now, I'm really little, so maybe that's why. Maybe I figured that they can just all protect me. And, if I surround myself with them, I don't know. But anyways, let's move on. We don't need to be talking about my cats that I have.
No, it's true. Now, when we're looking at, you know, I had mentioned, and I wanted to get your input, my belief system is such that, I have talked about before species, breed, and then name, and that is kind of the chain of how all earthlings are just all living things that are on Earth. That includes humans and that includes butterflies, caterpillars. However, that being said, although from what my belief system has shown and taught me, a cat could not return or reincarnate as a human, a Maine Coon, for example, or a regular, let's say, a regular house cat, a calico, whatever. Now,
yeah,
that's
or
not
tabby, something like that. Yeah, tabby, yeah.
Well, that's not to say that it did not come back within that same species, but as a different breed. So it is possible that a house cat lived a life as a lion. I'm talking about an African lion or a leopard or a cougar or something like that, because although the breed is different, so if we look at dogs, we have, 192, I believe, separate. Now, these aren't including the designer mixed breeds, but I believe it's somewhere around there recognized by the American Kennel Club breed, but the species is still dogs. And, in fact, we know that there are certain within certain species they can actually mate. For example, we know that a mule and a horse can mate and procreate, and that's what a donkey is. So a donkey is a product of a mule. So now that I do believe. So it would lead me to believe that a cardinal could perhaps reincarnate as an eagle. And it could explain, too, why, you know, we have all these mysteries of these, you know, species are being discovered every day, and species that they thought were extinct, like the, what's it called, the manitou? Isn't that one of the ones?
Yep.
Okay, that is actually a very prehistoric animal. So now I believe that. So Natalie, now what's your take on that? Because that's a question that comes up for me often. Now, there's a difference between a shapeshifter and actually reincarnating to spend your time on Earth. Do you believe that a bird can come back as a dog, for example? I mean, where do your beliefs lie in that?
I want to think and I feel that they come back in the same line, like you said, they could come back as an owl, something with wings, if it's a bird.
Okay.
And I mean, I can't really say that I know for sure, but I know I've read that an animal cannot come back as a person. Now, shapeshifters, I don't know a lot about that. You know a lot about them, but I would think that they stay in their same line. Like, you know, a lion can come back as a cat, a big cat. And but you know, you can think about, what about the gorillas? I mean, what can they come back as? You know, they are a descendant of the human. They are all of the monkeys. All of them are from, you know, back in time. And so I don't know. Can they come back as a human? I don't know. What's my feeling on it? Yes. What's my feeling? You know, I'm open for everything. I would like to think anything is possible. I don't like to put limitations on any of it. But we know from our own lives what we experience, like with my cat. I mean, I know. More and more, the older he gets, and he's big. And he's probably about 6 years old, and he's growing. He had long legs when we picked him up. But that cat stretches out. He's longer than a yardstick when he stretches out. The cat is really huge. And he doesn't weigh a lot, but he's all cat. And I really think, as a matter of fact, I got him. The gal called me. I had just lost my cat, my Tigger. And she said, there's a cat sitting up here that's got your name on it. And I said, because I told her, I will never go choose a cat. It has to choose me. So I went up there, and I said, why did you call me? She says, this cat has been sitting there purring and purring and purring. And I remember you talking about your cat, Tigger. And she said, I don't know. I just felt that he belonged to you. So it was because of her that I got him in the first place.
Wow.
And he was left off behind a restaurant. And to this day, you know, silverware, if I take it out of the dishwasher or put it, oh, he runs and hides. So you that's probably what happened to him when he was a little boy, you know. And it was Mushy. That's how you spell it, Jules, M-O-O-S-H or S-H-E-E. But anyways, there was something, a special connection with that, and that does happen. So back to what you asked, I'd like to think anything is possible. And, you know, I always say, unless I see it with my eyes or I read it and somebody saw it and it's true, I have to keep an open mind.
Right. Now, I would say...
But I kind of feel they stay in the same family. Like, I think, you know, a cardinal maybe was an owl or comes back as an owl. You know, they'll always say, like, a red cardinal, that's somebody from that's passed on that's letting you know that they're there. Well, that doesn't mean that they cannot be giving a signal to you. My daughter-in-law feels that that's her mother. She sees cardinals and she figures that's my mom. So who am I to argue with her? I can't argue with her. I don't know. She believes that.
But it's not literally her mom.
Literally, I don't.
Fine.
I don't think they can come back as a human or go back. I don't think it's the reverse.
Okay. The only thing that I would say is that for people, and, you know, I encourage you to follow what feels right to you. I'm not here to try to convince anyone, but because past lives, and we're all, you know, we're running out of time and we've barely even scratched the surface. But the point of reincarnation is so that we are able to be, if you look at how big this world is and all the different ways of viewing the world, all the positions, if you will, whether it's socioeconomic or it's gender or it's the lessons we have to learn, it's virtually impossible, I would feel and I believe, for us to learn those in one life. Therefore, we return. If we were to return outside of our species, now again, species would be like dogs, wolves, coyotes are pretty much the same species.
Right.
And zebras, and there's another animal that can also intermate because they're of the same species. Okay, so humans, I do not feel, I believe that their spirit can send down a sign, and that's kind of partly crossing over into shape-shifting as a personal sign to us. But they do not return. So the cardinal that she's seeing, so in other words, if a human being, let's say I were to return in my next life as a dog, I would really not be able to learn any lessons about interpersonal relationships or compassion or forgiveness or that. So that's where I struggle, and although, like you, I tend to be open to believing that all things are possible, I do not feel that I'm not inclined to believe that humans reincarnate anything other but humans. Now, we could take that just a teeny step further and say that it is possible that humans could reincarnate. Who are we to say that there are not other forms of intelligent life that would be within the same species? If we look at species first and then breed, we could say that there are potentially aliens or life on
right.
other planets, or maybe they exist under the world. Who's to say? But their basic characteristics are, you know, you mentioned the gorillas and, of course, the monkeys, orangutans, different ones are
yeah.
very close to humans. But they still lack, they're still, if you look genetically, even though they are close genetically, there's still a huge gap. And
right.
so that's why I do feel that our purpose, and I did want to at least say that for this evening, and then next week, of course, we can get further into it. And I know you have a story, and you'll probably hopefully
yeah,
be
wait
able
till
to
next
share
week
that.
And tell it.
Yeah, first
I'll,
thing.
I'll do that next week, absolutely.
But,
I mean, it's really, really good.
Yeah, and I have something that I will share. It's not to the level of what you have, and it's a little bit shorter, but I'll share it too. But my experience with people and everything is, and my belief is, and one question that I get asked, well, why do we reincarnate? And my answer to that is because, okay, and I believe that our spiritual energy, our core, is inherently male or female, and many people disagree with that, and that's okay. But in that being said, I believe that it is vital, essential for our complete balance, and I mean the highest spiritual level. Let's say there's 12 levels, and I'm just throwing a number out there that is not a significant number. Let's say there's 12 levels. There's no way that a human living their life, regardless of how well they completed their lessons, could absorb and learn and receive and transmit, communicate all the lessons without coming back at least one life as the opposite gender. So let's hear from you, Natalie, and your thoughts on humans returning and why we reincarnate, what the purpose in doing so is.
Right. Well, you know, oftentimes you'll notice that you'll connect with somebody, and it's just like Maya and I, we both feel that maybe we were sisters before. There is just something that you'll talk, you know how you get a rapport with someone, but it's deeper than that. It's just like, you know, you don't have to worry about what they say. If they say, God, you look bad today. Oh, okay, well, that's okay. Yeah, I do look bad. I mean, you're not critical of each other. You're caring and loving. That's rare. You don't find that all the time. But I feel that oftentimes you can meet somebody that you had another life with. You may not even know what it was. It's just, they're just very familiar, makes you feel really good. You can call upon them to do things. They're like your rock. My neighbor Diane and I talk about that all the time. Actually, I call her Big Sis. Isn't that funny? Because she's so much bigger than I am. But, I mean, it makes sense because that's what she is. And I'm using her as an example. She should be listening. She's like my protector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she always says to me, nobody will ever push you around if I'm around. She even told my son that. I mean, she's like 5'10", 5'11", I'm 5'2". But she's a big girl. I'm kind of petite, you know. So you can tell the difference
right.
between us. And she, we laugh about it, but I call her my big sis. So maybe, and she's been living next to me, and in the beginning we weren't that close. It wasn't until
right.
maybe the last few years. So sometimes you have that connection, but maybe you don't really truly connect right away like we did. I think that's a perfect example that we were something. Now, I can call you, Maya. It doesn't matter why I would call you. You would be the same with me. You would give me encouragement if I needed it. You would give me love if I needed it. You would help me if I needed it. And there's
right.
nothing. And there's nothing written. And I didn't say, well, now that I know you, Maya, you have to do this for me, and I have to do this. No, it was nothing like that. It was just instant. And
right.
Now, like Candy. Candy's another one. She's in the room right now. She thinks of me like her mom. And she'll tell me that. And I believe her. She always wants my opinion. She wants to tell me what's going on. And to me, that's an honor to have somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with age. I mean, I could be 12 and she's still feeling,
right.
I'm like her mom. But she's got that feeling about me, and probably we were connected in a past life somewhere. Maybe it was reversed. Maybe I went to her. Now she comes to me. Jules just said, oh, you have that mom vibe. Yeah, I'm, you know, it's really funny, but I could mother everybody. I mean, I don't, if you need something and you have a good heart and you're loving and kind, and I know you are, there isn't really much that I wouldn't do for you. I rarely get mad. I really have to say, even my son says to me, Mom, do you ever get mad? Oh, I get mad, like if my lawn wasn't done right and I get this person on the phone. I don't get mad. I get authoritative because I expect when you answer the phone, you should be knowledgeable like I am when clients want me to talk to them. I know everything about the site. I am the one you have to come to, and that's how I feel. I mean, I really don't get mad. I just kind of, my hair doesn't stand up on my back, and I don't have hair on my back anyways, or else maybe I'd be a monkey, but you know, and I'm not a guy. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't really ever get mad. And we talked about forgiveness last week. That's really hard for me because I haven't had to do that. So I'm kind of fortunate. The only thing would be about like something with my son or my granddaughter. Oh, look out. And Diane, my big sis, says, yep, you tell me who they are and I'll drive the car. And
right.
We'll go get them.
Yeah,
you see how she is?
Yeah.
She's just immediate. And I never asked her to be that way. But see how lucky I am? I've always had big people around me. Even my other two girlfriends were big in school, bigger than me. And, you know, when you grow up, you notice how the size of, you're usually the same size as everybody that year. You know, you kind of, there's nobody that's like 10 feet tall. You're all about the same size. But then every once in a while, there's somebody who's a lot taller and a lot larger, you know, than it's just, I mean, she's just really, really great. But I do believe that we reconnect in some way. And I don't, and I think it's all in the divine order. It's all, and that's what I say, you know, it's all in the divine plan. At some point in time, like if you need something and you are of a good heart, and you're loving and kind, and you, and not just deserving, but I mean, you have to show. And if you believe in God or whatever you believe in, it doesn't have to be God or whatever. I talk to Jesus and God. I let them both have it every day if I'm upset about something. So I'm sure they don't like hearing from me. But anyways, it doesn't really matter. Then you can be kind to that person and loving and do something for them. And it all goes back to doing things under grace, which, you know, Maya, that's me. I mean, you don't owe me anything. If I say I'm going to, I mean, I watch people in line, and this is getting off the subject, but I watch people in line to see if they have enough money to pay. These older people especially. I mean, they could be really wealthy, but it doesn't matter to me. It's how I see them. And I'm ready to give them like $5 if they need it and reach over and say, here, I'm paying the balance on this. I would do that. It's just, you know, I don't know. And did I have this kind of job in another life? I don't know. We've talked about my childhood has been very, very different. And Maya, you know. And I don't know where I got it all from. I do and I don't. Oh, my gosh, we're still talking here, and I'm chatting away, and I have to extend this just so we can say our goodbyes. But, you know, we're going to do this again next week. It'll be part two, and I want everybody to join us. It's in the room. Please come back. It's great, and if you run a really good reading and you don't have to worry about if you happen to pick somebody that's not so great, you see Natalie. There's a place in your account that you can contact me. And I'll handle it for you. It's easy. I don't get upset. It's just my job. It's just what I do. But I must say my advisors like Maya and Stars Priestess Candy Ransom, there's a host of them, I think 60. I keep the group kind of small, but anytime you have an issue, you can feel like you're going to get good customer service. So that's my plug for STARS at starswithazpsychics.com. We have a great special going on. It's actually 10 plus 5 minutes, which is 15 minutes for $22.50. You can get that. We have a membership where you can get a little bit better rate. And we have the magazine that will be coming out on September 1st that I do. I mean, I get all this information from beautiful people all over the world, India, Greece, all over the world. They come to me with their articles and their excerpts, and that's another part of my life that I do that I really love. And I'm gathering all my information right now. You'll look at the blog tomorrow because Maya Moon always sends me this post about today's show, the night before show, and it'll be like a recap, but she always adds stuff in it. It's always beautifully done. It really, really is. And I'm very lucky, and I'm saying my thank yous. I'm saying thank you to Candy. She helped me get started on Instagram, but so did my granddaughter, believe it or not. And now I'm kind of like the little pro over here. And she does a lot of marketing. You'll see her on Facebook. You can get us there, Star Psychics there. Also, Natalie Sist, that's my name. I'm there. But Star Psychics on Twitter and Star Psychics on Instagram. Connect with me. Tell me who you are. That's what it's about, you know, and it's a good feeling. I'm really happy tonight, Maya, that we had all of this, and we have somebody on the line here. So if you want to say your goodbyes, I'm going to go see if this person wanted to say something or not, okay?
Okay. So if you are listening this week or if you listened to part of the show, remember that you can always go to Stars with a Z homepage, and on the lower left, bottom, you can see the STARS blog talk. You can click on that, and it gives you a variety of ways to listen to past recorded shows. All the shows are recorded. They're in order, and the topics are clear, so you can pick and choose. And so I would say for those of you that joined us this week and are going to be joining us for to get a little bit more insight and guidance, to start thinking about if you have questions, you can just say, I don't want to go on the air if you're not comfortable, and just do like Jewel and I'm not sure the other one did, and put your questions in and we'll answer those. So I would say, just to wrap things up tonight and say goodbye, think of reincarnation a lot like school in terms of we have to start with kindergarten. That's the, you know, some go to preschool, I guess. And then we, not all of us complete the same, but we at least, most of us at least go through grade 7 and 8. And then from there, it can vary. So past lives can be, we can use that analogy for past lives, is that each life we are learning a different lesson, or if the lesson wasn't learned, or we're completing a soul contract, and we'll get into more of that. And yes. I wish everyone a good week. And pay attention to your dreams, because if you're having a repetitive dream and the surroundings or the setting is unfamiliar, either in country or in the way people dress, it's very likely that I would encourage you to keep up. I encourage everyone to keep a bedside journal for their dreams, because they hold the keys. So in addition to problem solving and sometimes precognitive, a lot of times they're past life dreams. So, and we recognize people spiritually, our familiars and our soul group. And I'm so glad that, gosh, I called her, did I call her Jessica again? What is with me? Jewel. I'm so glad that she mentioned soul group, because we do have familiars. I know I can think of several right now. One, a very, very close, someone I would consider my best friend. And I know that we've shared many lives because we just know each other. So with that, I'll say goodnight to everyone. It's been amazing. This is a wonderful topic. And I can't wait to delve even deeper next week. I mean, we may have to make 3 shows on this one. Who knows?
Well, you just never know when you and I get started and the questions come in. And that's the good part, is that if they even just don't want to say it on the air, they can type it in the room, because I go back and forth. to the chat room, back to on the air. So it's awesome. It's really, really awesome.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, and also here, same thing for me. And I always end the show, please believe in things that you cannot see, because they are there. Look for us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. You'll see Candy there. You'll see, not so much me, I let her handle the business end over there. You'll see me doing stuff on Twitter and all that kind of good stuff. But do come back next week. We'll be so happy. And I really would like to know how to pronounce, if it's Hadassah. He's going to have to tell me, or she's going to have to tell me if I'm doing it right. But come back. And Jules already left, and she said that she had a wonderful time, and everybody did. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight, and I'll be turning things off here. And you can always hear the recording on this if you missed part of it, because you go to the bottom of the page, the main page, and it says Stars Blog Talk Radio. You click on that, it opens up all of the shows that we've had, and I think we're probably over 3 years, aren't we, Maya? Because the site is going to be 6 years next month. So I have to say maybe it's even older than that. I don't think we did it the first year, but maybe the second year. So we've been doing this a long time. But come back. I love you, Maya. I love you, Candy. I know Candy can hear that. And I love your guest. And Hadassah, I'm hoping that's how I pronounce it. I don't like to mispronounce names. Isn't that strange? But anyways, have a good week, and we'll see you same time, same station, next week at 8 p.m. Love, everybody. Good night.